Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene! Gene Fodor!
Gene, what's good?
But be careful, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
The CIA really need your help, Gene.
Freeze, Americano!
Gene, run!
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me. You won't want to miss this one.
Go behind the wheel, under the hood, and beyond with Car Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Car Stuff. I'm Scott Benjamin.
And I'm Ben Bolin. I hang out with Scott, and we talk about all things automotive and vehicular related. Right, Scott?
That's right. Today we've got one of those related topics.
This is a related topic. This is a doozy. Scott, do you remember when you got your first permit or your first license?
I do.
Okay. What? How old were you when you got your permit?
You know, I was a little older. I was. It wasn't by choice. It was just a coincidence of where my birthday fell and the program that was offered through the school that I went to.
Oh, the driver's ed program?
Yeah, it was offered through the school, and I had to take it over the summertime. I could have gone out and paid, you know, for a service that will do it in, you know, a day or 3 days or whatever
right.
it is. But the school offered a program that was very, it's a really intense program. You had to come in at 6 a.m. You didn't get out until like, you know, noon or 1 o'clock. Several hours of study time and then a few hours of drive time, you know, with a few people in the car. Over several weeks, I mean, many weeks. And, then at the end of that though, the benefit was, you've had so much behind the wheel time with an instructor that you didn't have to do the driving test.
Oh, I see. I was wondering what the benefit.
You take the written test, but you wouldn't take the actual driving test when you went to DMV.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was a little bit older when it finally happened, but, how about you? How old are you?
I was 15. I did take a driver's ed class, but our school did not offer one.
Mm-hmm.
I still had to take the driving test when I took it. And, you know, one thing that got me, I'm a very attentive person. You know, I love classroom environments,
yeah.
But I had a hard time paying attention because he talked like this.
Oh boy.
For hours.
Let me ask
Scott.
You this. Did your driving instructor ask you to do anything illegal so that, it fooled you? You had to think about it. Like, I can't turn on red.
No, that's crazy.
Yeah, I know. I read in the notes somewhere here as we get to talking about our topic that, you know, a lot of places will assure you that the instructor will not ask you to do anything illegal to try to fool you.
Wow.
You know, do a U-turn here or, you know, just turn right right now. Go ahead.
Just turn right into that yard.
Yeah, whatever. You know, something like that. You know, turn on red and you tell you to go or something.
Or you
like
don't
that.
Have to stop at the stop sign.
All right. What this is all coming down to.
Yes.
Is we're talking about driving age today.
Mm-hmm.
And, you posed a question to me at one point. Is 16 a little too young to be driving?
Yeah, I said something like that. I think we're changing the question a little for the purpose of the show.
Am I slanting it? Yeah.
But that is an excellent question because for a long time, 16 has been sort of this anomalous number, right? In terms of what you can do legally as a U.S. citizen. You still can't vote.
No.
Can't, let's see, drink, buy adult entertainment, play the lottery. Drink booze, excuse me, or, you know, do all these other things, right? You can't.
All the good stuff, yeah.
Now you're slanting it. But for some reason, 16, you can drive.
Yeah, 16, you can drive. And you know what? That age actually, I'm looking at a list here of the minimum licensing age by state.
Yeah, it does vary.
Did you see this?
Yeah. I saw that. Okay. It's actually really interesting.
Pretty interesting because some of them go down as far as 14. And, you know, that's states like Alaska and Arkansas, Iowa, I believe is one, Kansas. Mm-hmm. So, you know, some of these states wide open, rural, there's that word, rural.
Rural, sorry.
Yeah, but they go as high as 17 and a half years old as well.
Well, now let's differentiate because when we're talking about minimum licensing age, these, you don't get a full license when you're 14.
Correct.
You get a sort of a permit. You get a JV license.
Oh, you know what, though?
What's
that? I'm looking at the note here.
What's that?
Alaska says, and this may be an old list, but is there a required before a regular license? And it says no.
Oh.
And there's no minimum month, no minimum period for your I hate to dispute you. I'm sorry, but I think there's a couple of exceptions. They're probably very rare.
Okay.
But
yeah.
You're right. You're absolutely right that in most cases, like where I come from, in Michigan, when I got my license, it was 6 months. You had to have your permit for 6 months. There's a minimum period required where you can only drive with a parent or an instructor or a guardian of some kind.
Okay.
Someone that is of legal age, not a friend. It has to be somebody who is a guardian of some sort to you.
Not your best buddy.
No, not somebody who's 21 that you happen to know that graduated 5 years before you.
So in Alaska, then people would just be able to get a license at 15?
I believe, you know what, I'm going to say yes, according to this list, but that may have changed.
Mm.
Now, a lot of them have indefinite periods for when the permit expires because permit's only good for so long. Sometimes it's 4 years, 6 years. Sometimes it's a month. Other times it's not even required at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, others are just a matter of days. So this varies greatly from state to state.
Mm-hmm.
But what our, I guess our focus here on this one is 16 this age that's set up for some reason, is it too young? Is it too young to be behind the wheel because of what you had mentioned, you know, where you're not legally an adult yet, you know, where you're able to, you know, purchase firearms and, drink and, you know, whatever, what have you. Is 16 too young? Because a car is a serious responsibility.
A car is, in the wrong hands, a very, very dangerous machine.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes in the right hands, accidents still happen. The reason we were really talking about this is there's been more and more scientific evidence coming forward that shows that the brain is still undergoing changes at the time, you know, during adolescence pretty much.
No, clearly.
It's puberty, you know, and people have every sort of strange, awkward thing that could happen to you in your life, will at some point occur during puberty.
Sure.
That's not a fact. That's opinion. That's not the scientific finding.
Oh, I understand.
Finding.
No, I agree.
But, so the question is then with, you know, we do know some things about a 16-year-old driver versus a 64-year-old driver, for instance.
Okay.
A 16-year-old driver will tend to have better eyesight. Will tend to have faster reflexes or reaction time specifically.
Mm-hmm. Both vital.
Both vital. A 16-year-old driver will tend to have much, much less experience than a 64-year-old driver.
Obviously.
With the ability, you know, and when it comes to driving, really, it's, I hate to say it because it's kind of a catch-22, so I hope none of our 12-year-old fans get mad at me, but it's going to be very dangerous to drive on the road when you first start.
Sure.
Because without experience teaching you how to react and with this amazing reaction time, you're much more likely to get involved in an accident.
That's true. Yeah. You know why? Because there's a lot of strategy involved in driving, and strategy is something that you can only gain through experience. And, you know, like you said, the 64-year-old is going to have the benefit of that, of wisdom, you know, the under-the-belt, you know, experience already.
Mm-hmm.
And it just comes down to, like you said, a matter of experience versus inexperience. And the big thing here is when people are talking, are they fur it or agin it? just to, you know.
You're speaking my language.
That's right. Fur it or agin it.
Uh-huh.
When you're saying that you're for raising the age to 18, a lot of people say that, you know, that may actually result in saving lives.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some evidence of this that I can mention from a while back. I got an older study from AAA. This one goes back to, well, it's not that old, but 94. You know how these studies take a long time to compile all the data and everything. 1994 to 2004, okay? So a 10-year block of time. There were 30,917 deaths between, drivers between the ages of 15 and 17. That's with somebody behind the wheel between the ages of 15 and 17. That's 30,917 deaths. One third of those were the drivers themselves. The other two thirds were passengers in the vehicle, pedestrians, and passengers of other vehicles that they collided with. That's pretty damning right there.
Mm-hmm.
Lack of experience that you mentioned before. I know it's controversial, because you gotta understand it's not really all about convenience. It's about safety.
Right.
And a lot of parents like the idea of, you know, the kids driving at 16 because they can take themselves to soccer practice.
Mm-hmm.
They can drive to swimming practice in the morning or to school.
They can get a job at the Mickey D's.
Exactly. They can get a job and they can, you know, come and go as they please. They don't have to drive them over to their friend's house, with restraints, of course. As far as, you know, like what, you know, the times and everything, of course they're going to be under that kind of type of, what do you call it? Curfew.
Curfew restrictions.
But, I don't know. I think there's reasons. Well, the reasons for it, sure, of course. I mean, like we mentioned, convenience, but the reasons against it, do you know what those might be? Why would you not, or why would you think that somebody would argue that it's not, something that you want to do to raise it to, say, 18 years old?
Why you don't want to?
Yeah, why would you not want to? Why would you think the main argument would be?
Okay, I don't know about the main argument, but there are several that hold a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
There is definitely an argument about how it would affect the economy because we'd be losing more drivers. We're already tending to lose younger drivers. I think if you look at the numbers, it went from, I think, 50-something percent of new drivers got a license as soon as they could in 1987 or so. And mm-hmm. then in 2004, that number's gone down to 42%.
No kidding.
No kidding.
This is eligible drivers that are just saying, man, I'll just wait.
This is the straight dope.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
And,
okay.
And, but then also, I think one good argument, let's see, I'm just pulling things out here, Scott.
That's okay.
All right. One good argument, would be, I got nothing. You know what? If I was still 15, I would say lower it to 15.
All right.
Because, it's a long, that 1 year waiting for a license like I aged so drastically.
You know, when I said I got mine a little bit late, I was dying to get mine. I could not wait. I had all of my friends were driving, of course, for mm-hmm. a couple of years in some cases, and there I am still waiting. You know, that was rough.
What about this? Maybe if you take up the driving age to 18, it makes too much stuff happen at once. You can all of a sudden, you know, go around and, I guess, buy cigarettes or lottery tickets.
Is this an argument against or for?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm fishing. Tell me the primary argument. I'm curious.
Well, the reasons that I've seen, this is kind of an overwhelming majority here, is that, and they say that raising the driving age won't save lives. And I'll tell you why in a moment. But,
okay.
The main reason is, why should everyone pay for the mistakes of a few? You get that?
That's a compelling argument.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know. That's a tough one, Scott.
They don't want to be labeled as dangerous, you know, just because of their age.
Right.
Or, you know, be responsible for the actions of other, you know, irresponsible teens.
Well, there's two ways to look at that. You could look at yourself as being part of a movement to stop people from dying in car accidents. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's two ways. But that is a good, because it's still all these, although there is a higher tendency for accidents, it still is the minority of that population.
Well, get this, right? When you talk about statistics, because statistics show that men are 77% more likely to kill someone while driving than women. So, then the argument becomes, should women be the only ones allowed to drive?
Oh, we need to call Kristen and Molly from Sminty. Get them to.
So should women be the only ones allowed on the road? Because you can take the statistics and work them however you'd like in your favor or, make your own argument. Now, one other thing that, that's really the main thing. I mean, they also say it's necessary for mobility, because, you know, cities just aren't set up like they used to be. They're now, everything's way across town. There's no, there might be no mass transit to get you from point A to point B. You can't just walk, you know, to the city square and, you know, go wherever you need to. It's now set up so that, you know, the towns are sprawling, spaced out. You got to get miles away to get to your school, your practice, whatever you need to get to your friend's house. So they're saying, you know, in this convenience versus safety issue, convenience is a major, major factor. One thing I want to mention, though, when we talked about the lack of experience, wouldn't raising the age to 18 years old just make more 18-year-old inexperienced drivers than, you know, because now we've got 16-year-old inexperienced drivers. You're always, whatever age you set that limit at, you're always going to have the inexperience, right?
That's what, you know, that's something that I think is a very good point, because when we say experience, we're not just talking about experience as a whole. It is true that drivers, if drivers had to wait till they were 18, they would have 3 extra years of, you know, finger quote, life experience.
Yeah, growing up time.
Right, right. They're wonder years moments, but it doesn't, that doesn't translate to the very specific set of skills. And I think that's a great point about the intricacies with this issue, because what's the answer then? Some states have done, you know, as you say, some states have made a minimum permit holding time before you get a real license. Is the answer then to make permit age 16 or even 14 or wherever it is, but then institute some sort of 3-year permit until they're 18?
Could be.
You know, and why do we think, why is 18 a magic number? You know?
Yeah, maybe it isn't. Maybe 21's the magic number. Maybe, I mean, you could take this to whatever level you want.
Oh, we are crushing some young kids right now.
I understand, yeah. But there's some real, you know, I got this note here.
All right.
And, boy, here we go. This is, I don't know how old this is, but no, that's a problem. I just grabbed this and I didn't look at the date on it. That's my mistake. But, someone that was the head of the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety.
Okay.
They're saying they're advocating for national legislation that would prohibit someone from receiving their first driver's license until they reach the age of 18. Okay. So that's what we're talking about, right?
That's what we're talking about.
It's saying that under such a law, you know, with state legislation, et cetera, that, the state, if they do refuse to raise the driving to the age of 18, they could be refused or denied federal highway funds.
Whoa.
So you're talking about something that would, you know, it would, I don't know, pinch the wallet or tighten the belt.
No more Alaska
of the state
exception.
And guess what? You know, the state's going to comply if they do have that type of power over them.
That's such a strong arm move, though.
It really is. Yeah. Now, I'm looking back at that list, and I see that a lot of places have no minimum permit period. So, or a requirement before a regular license. Now, the confusing part is, of course, that doesn't mean a new driver. Let's say, like, you know, I'm older. I moved to Texas, and I get a license. I'm not going to have to apply for permit and then a license.
Right.
I'm not going to have my guardian ride with me. Yeah. For 6 months or whatever. This is for first time licensees. So that's the whole goal here, is that, you know, the idea is that the safety thing and the age experience and, I don't know, the 14-year-old limit, that I think that comes down to kind of like helping out on the farm type stuff, you know?
That's another thing, because you pointed it out earlier, and I'm glad we're coming back to it. A lot of the states that have these younger age permit capabilities are rural areas where there are farming communities, you know? And there is the operation. They may be driving a pickup truck, right?
Or farm implement of some kind. It could be a combine or something like that. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. But even if they're driving a street legal pickup truck, odds are they're probably driving it somewhere around related to a family business, or they're doing
Well, down the road to drop off a load of hay or something like that, maybe.
Sure. And we're not saying that everybody is hauling hay around.
No, no. And the other thing, Ben, one thing I forgot to mention is
that
a lot of times I think you can apply for, I don't know if it's called a hardship case or whatever.
Oh,
an
exemption.
If you have a parent, say, that is handicapped and you are responsible for, you know, getting them to and from places. And, you know, it would be much easier on the parents if they didn't have to, you know, make their way out to the van and help you to, you know, soccer practice, whatever it happens to be. I think you can apply for, you know, an early learner's permit under situations like that. I don't know how, you know, exactly what that's called, but I believe that there are ways around the minimum age in some states.
You can also apply for exceptions to the curfew rules.
Oh.
Depending on a couple things. I think maybe get on good terms with your teachers, guys, because I think it's someone from your school and a parent.
Oh.
You have to get, you know, you have to have an adult sort of write some reference letters and sponsor you and say,
isn't
okay,
that interesting?
Little Johnny does need to drive at 3 a.m. for some reason, but we trust him.
Okay.
So it is possible to do that
paper
stuff.
Paper route, maybe.
You know, this is something, that's a good point. This is something I want to hear from the listeners on, because as we were talking about this and I was thinking on it, my gears were slowly turning, I started thinking, it is so easy for me to say, raise the driving age, because I'm not 16, 17 or 18.
You're not within the demographic here.
Right, right. And, the question is, are we fairly qualified? Like, are we qualified at all to say this? I would say that we are. But I would definitely say that you and I are both missing a very important component of this conversation. You know, I want to hear what a 15 and a half year old thinks about this.
Exactly.
Especially a 15 or 16 year old girl who's thinking, you know, 77% of these things, I'm sorry, 77% more likely is what we said earlier.
Right. More likely.
I don't want to slant it, but I do want to point out what you said earlier could seem incredibly unfair.
True.
Like why should these good drivers or non-accident prone drivers be, you know, lumped in with the bad apples?
That's the whole argument.
Yeah.
And that's the, you know, why should I pay for the mistakes of the few?
Mm-hmm.
So, let's hear from listeners that are of age or will be of age to drive very soon. And I would like to hear what you think about this, because it's under consideration in many, many states now.
Yeah, this is something that we might actually have to do an update podcast on.
Yeah, we might have to.
In a little while. But not just the youngins who are for again it. Let's also hear from the curmudgeons, the old codgers. You know,
me included.
You know what? I'm going to be joining you there pretty soon. I'm starting to feel like. And just to prove to you guys how much we like listener mail, you want to do some right now?
You know what? I do. All right, Ben, I've got one here from Al, and Al is a truck driver from Connecticut.
That's the email, right?
Correct.
I remember this guy.
Okay, good.
Awesome.
He is, he's writing with a suggestion for a future podcast, and he mentioned semis, how they work, sharing the road, safety, that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. Things like weight, size, power, stopping distance, you know, pet peeves, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
He says he has a long, long list. and he has a side note relating to the, I think he meant driverless cars.
Mm-hmm.
About 15 to 20 years ago, he says driverless trucks were tested for a short time. The first tractor-trailer combination had a driver, followed by two other trucks in which the drivers were sleeping. The idea was that when the convoy got to its destination, the sleeping drivers would wake and start their day of deliveries. I remember the test was a success, except for the public opinion, which wasn't hip to big, scary trucks without a driver.
Yeah,
I can imagine. So anyways, he thinks the listeners might benefit from a better understanding of these giant trucks all around us on the highway. And then here's the reason I'm reading this whole note right now.
Okay.
I thought this was pretty interesting.
All right.
Tell me if you think this is true or not.
All right.
I don't know if you've been told this before, Scott, but you sound just like Bob Newhart. Same voice, same phrasing. It's almost scary. Thanks for your time, Al. Now, Bob Newhart's 80 years old, but I think I know what he's getting at for the delivery. I think he might be right on.
You know, it's weird because we've never shown anybody a picture of your office with the life-size Newhart cutout and the little Newhart action figure.
I'm a Bob Newhart fan, I'll tell you that. I've watched him, you know, over the decades, I should say.
That's why I remember the email. I was wondering if you were going to read
that part. Yeah, no, of course. Yeah, that was hilarious. I mean, I think he's, I think he's right.
Scott Newhart Benjamin.
I think he's right. And sometimes more than others. Usually it's when I'm searching for words, a little bit of a stutter, a little stammer, you know, that kind of, delivery.
You've got a great voice, man. You've got a great voice.
Like an 80-year-old. which is all right.
I don't think he's talking about the 80-year-old Bob Newhart.
The guy's a pro. I like him.
Bob Newhart is a pro.
Yeah, he is.
And it sounds like Al is a pro too, so that's an interesting idea.
Well, thank you, Al. I appreciate the note, and you know, we'll look into doing some because you're right. Mm-hmm. They're important.
If you have suggestions for episodes that you would like to hear or comments, please hit us up at Facebook on Car Stuff, Twitter, Car Stuff HSW, I believe. Mm-hmm. Scott's awesome blog. Go ahead and pop by HowStuffWorks.com if you have a question about anything automotive related. And if somehow you can't find the answer there, just send us an email at
CarStuff@HowStuffWorks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com.
Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene!
Eugene Fodor!
Gene, what's good?
But be careful, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
The CIA really need your help, Gene.
Freeze, Americano!
Gene, run!
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me. You won't want to miss this one.